We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and oh my, it's wrestling talk. Okay, whenever I get to talk wrestling, I know that we only have a certain time in the segment, but my guest today is from KSWA, Trapper Tom. I appreciate you coming by, and you know, talk wrestling. I did it probably a year and a half ago, a couple wrestling interviews. I always have certain wrestlers that come in for different things, but you can't give up that craft. You can't say, oh man, you know, a wrestler, always a wrestler. How are you?
That's right. Great. I'm doing great. Very nice. A big honor for me to be on the show with you. And I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So how did you get involved in wrestling? Tell me how that happened.
Well, I was a fan really starting in the Hulkamania days. I grew up in rural Cambria County. We did not have cable until the 80s. And then when the 80s came about, that was Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was going to the Grammys with Cyndi Lauper, and he was, Lou Albano was in videos with Cyndi Lauper and everything else. And that really, I told my dad once, I found out I grew up outside of Johnstown. Right. And I said, had I known that the WWWF was bringing shows to the Johnstown, the Cambria County War Memorial when I was a kid, that would have changed my life. But we just didn't have cable. We really didn't. My dad was a coal miner. We just didn't know anything of that. So when cable television came along, Hulkamania, the NWA, and then I went to California University of Pennsylvania, and I met Bob Orquist, Bobby O, the owner of the Keystone State Wrestling Alliance.
Oh, really?
And we became great friends. And when he's a couple of years older than I am, he graduated. And then he moved, you know, he's always been from Lawrenceville section of the city of Pittsburgh. And he met up with some of the guys that started the Keystone State Wrestling Alliance. And he was the ring announcer. And then he bought the promotion and they needed a ring announcer. And my son Taylor and I would go to some of the matches. And Bob came to me and he said, would you be interested in being the ring announcer? And I said, I think so. Yes. And, the rest, they say, is history. 17 years. I'm creeping up to 300 shows myself, and it's been one heck of a ride.
So, you know, it's interesting how that process begins and how it happens. 17 years. I remember I was, you know, I forgot my last match again. It's 1999, so I'm really dating. I wrestled again 2003 once and 2006 once, and was looking at maybe making a comeback. I have to go back, and that's always the thing, remembering when you wrestled last. But I just remember KSWA starting. I remember going to a show one time, a couple of shows. And I think that the thing that made KSWA successful is they really looked at local talent to start to build the brand. And they had the fan base, and they had people that were crazy about KSWA. Then you brought in the right talent around you, and kept growing it. And that's where you guys are today. But you really are able to go to these towns and provide good old wrestling, because it's not like this other garbage wrestling that you see out there. You guys look like wrestlers. You truly believe wrestling. And so I think that that's the thing that makes organizations that make me happy, is I don't want to go in and do a straight ECW show, right? I don't want to go and watch a bunch of luchas wrestle all day long. I want to see guys that look like wrestlers. You know, yeah. The days of wrestling in the 80s and 90s, and where I can't believe some of these organizations, they call themselves wrestlers. They don't look like wrestlers. And even the big times, some of these guys would not make it back in the day. So I think that, do you think that's an important thing, that you guys really still focused on old time wrestling in a lot of ways?
Yeah, it is, because there's nothing wrong. Like you mentioned, there's a bunch of different styles of wrestling. And if we have a match that's kind of a luchador kind of match versus something that's more of a brawling, you know, when you have Tarantula, you're talking about technical chain wrestling with Tarantula, right?
No. Not at all.
So when Tarantula wrestles with us, it's, you know, old school. The fans really pop. He still does the nacho spot and everything else, and people enjoy that. And we have our anchors like Sean Blanchard and Lou Martin that are old school guys that really know what they're doing when they have a match in the ring. They tell a story in the ring. We have some younger guys. We have some more veteran talent, Bubba the Bulldog, Dennis Gregory. Double A Anthony Alexander has been with us for many years. And even a guy like Jay Roo, who won the KSWA World Heavyweight Championship last Saturday in front of more than 700 people at Brawl Under the Bridge. He's a guy that constantly reinvents himself. He's not the tallest guy in the room. He's not the biggest guy in the room, but he reinvents himself in an entertaining way all the time. And that is one of the things that really sets us apart, is we have a guy like King Del Douglas. Again, not the biggest guy, not the heaviest guy, not the most muscle-bound guy, but people love him. They love to hate the King. And, you know, it is a nice mixture of that. And then Bobby O and I, we try to, you know, we've been friends for 36 years. Oh, wow. And we kind of know what each other is thinking. And we try to incorporate that into our end of the storytelling as well. And I've really tried to just be a historian and keep track of what we've always done in the KSWA. And because that's what I've told guys in the past, you can tell your grandkids someday that you did something cool when you were younger.
See, that's the thing that I loved about wrestling, is anytime I get in conversations with celebrities or anybody, tell them I was a former professional wrestler, they're like, oh my gosh. And I got the ear for a long time. I challenged Riddick Bowe to a match when I interviewed him. He's still waiting on that. That would be perfect for KSWA. You bring me back if I could get Riddick Bowe against me. I know that for sure. So these are just the things that, you know, wrestling brings. It's something no one will ever take away. You weren't a professional wrestler. And when I told you some of the stories when you interviewed me for yourself and talked about, you know, me being wrestling Jerry the King Lawler, I beat Lawler in one of the towns, and, you know, wrestling Jerry Lawler in the Mid-South Coliseum for his heavyweight title, to, you know, experiences with The Rock, wore my knee pads for TV out in Memphis, and all these things. These are things that no one ever can take away in a story.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, you know, I'm betting the way I'm growing and where I'm going, that The Rock and I will connect again. I believe it will happen. I believe it, especially when I've interviewed promoted some of his shows. I interviewed guys from Young Rock the last 2 years. I don't know if you knew that. So so wrestling is something that is special. And I think what you guys are doing over at KSWA, and I know it is because Bubba's not going to want to be taking 62 bumps and all these guys, is the bottom line is you guys are here for the fans. Because what wrestling is not for the fans anymore. It's for critiquers. It's for smart marks.
Yeah.
Wrestling needs to be for the fans. The fans need to be entertained. And I think that's what KSWA wants to do. And that's what I've gotten in feedback. And I know if the guys that were working for you, as you talked about, those kind of guys, it's old school still. And that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bubba has gone on the radio and said that he's had more fun working with the KSWA than he has in many, many years. And we know that. And, you know, when the guys called Bubba earlier this year to induct him into the KSWA Hall of Fame, he had to go to a commercial break because he got emotional. And as someone listening to it and knowing all the particulars, I got a little emotional too, I'm going to tell you, because when you call a guy and you tell him, we did the same thing with Denny Gregory. I had papers in front of us and I told him that we had the HR paper. And then we told him that he was going into the KSW Hall of Fame, and then he got emotional.
Yes.
You cannot tell me that wrestling doesn't matter when you have that kind of effect.
Wrestling
real men.
Yes, that's why now I'm the media giant, and that's why I'm rebranding myself, because who is a nationally syndicated radio host, 6'10", and also the fact of that I know how to build media, and I know how to build followers, engagement, all those different things. So I'm the media giant, and I'm always going to use wrestling in a way that I brand myself today, from my radio show to my TV show to everything involving branding. It's got to be all about wrestling. I learned so much from wrestling. The stories, the different people, Superstar Bill Dundee and I have in feuds, all these different things. Down south, wrestling the Moondogs, all these things. What we learn, and specifically, is wrestling reflects life. And mm-hmm. You get the chance to be in the ring, especially in the old days, you really have something special. And that's great that you guys are doing that. And I commend you guys for that.
Well, thank you very much. It's the fans, it's gotten to the point where, you know, like I said, 17 years, more than closing in on 300 events for me. The KSWA has had more than 300 events in 22 years. The KSWA is the longest running independent professional, continually running. And that's the key words, continually running independent wrestling promotion in Western Pennsylvania. There's a group in McKeesport that has technically been around longer, but very famously said that those three letters did not exist anymore because there was another faction that came in. Marketing, as soon as that three letters go away, they are no longer the longest reigning.
Exactly. And they changed their name a couple of times, so it doesn't count at all. And I know who you're talking about. And
yeah.
And so I'm happy to be promoting you here because and it is what it is, because the bottom line is guys that work KSWA, T. Ranchula, Dennis Gregory, Bubba and I, we went up and down the road, meaning in PWX, we were the dog pound. And so that may be something you didn't know really. And when you tell Bubba, and say, hey, I just got interviewed by Neil and all these different things, Bubba will tell you our history. He brought me to Pittsburgh, back to Pittsburgh from down south. And we literally drew the houses every time the dog pound. We would literally be next to the main event and everyone leave after our match. That's how much heat we had. The dog pound, Sean, myself, and you know the rest of the crew. I hate to miss anybody else, but me and names times with all the people I know. It is what it is. But bottom line is, wrestling is that. So what is coming up next for KSWA? Tell me.
Well, we have a fundraiser this Saturday night in Franklin Park. It's Rumble at the River, the River Church in Franklin Park. Mark Helsel is the pastor there. We had a couple of events in previous years, but those are Sunday afternoons. But this Saturday evening is a fundraiser for the Light of Life Mission for homeless, the homeless community in Pittsburgh. So that is a fundraiser. We're always doing fundraisers, always doing different events. We're hoping to have 25 events this year.
That's fantastic.
In the past few years, we've been around 25 events. 1 year, I think the 1 year we had 25, and that included the big fundraiser we had for Lord Zoltan when he had health issues a couple of years ago. So, and we had a slow start. We really didn't have, we don't have a home anymore. We used to have, used to have a Spirit Lounge in Lawrenceville, which used to be the Lawrenceville Moose before that, branded as the KSWA Arena. They post-COVID, they've decided to go into another direction. So we've been traveling more than ever, and we're throughout Western Pennsylvania. The city of Pittsburgh is still our home, but we've gone to some places north, south, east, and west of the city, and even into Armstrong and Westmoreland County. So we've gone to different places. We've met a lot of great different fans in different venues, and we're going to have a show, a free show, and fans, it's a Century 3 Kia. It's a fan. It's a customer appreciation event. I believe fans are getting in free as long as they bring in a food item for the Western Pennsylvania Food Bank.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of charitable work, and that's commended as well. And I think that's why you're involved in it. That's why you're so passionate about KSWA. And I think that everyone that's around it, it's fantastic. And the best place people can connect, especially because they can watch stuff online and follow KSWA, even because this is, again, a nationally syndicated show and you're all over the world and things, and people want to find out, what is KSWA? Where can they go?
They go to kswa.net on the internet. I have kswadigest.com. I recently won my second golden quill for a blog in Western Pennsylvania. That was just a couple of months ago now. KSWADigest.com. That talks about the history. It talks about features. It talks about for the folks that didn't catch it, I interviewed you before this, and that's where this story is going to go on KSWA Digest. It really focuses on the Pittsburgh wrestling scene and people like yourself that have have meant something to the Pittsburgh wrestling scene. And like I said, history, as well as the shows that we have coming up, previews, reviews, and other features that I have like that as well. So KSWADigest.com for that. And you can check out KSWA on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places.
Well, we appreciate you coming by on the Neil Haley Show. We'll definitely have to have you back on again and to talk about more things, because I'll promote a definitely an organization where I have a lot of good friends. So thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you. And plus, sometime when you're in Pittsburgh, I still want to have you in Battle Bowl, somewhere along our version of the Royal Rumble. Big Neil, the real deal, has to come back for Battle Bowl one of these.
We'll definitely have to talk about that. And I can come back other times. I can fly in anytime. So just let me know. I have a specific date and time I come out to Pittsburgh. But anytime, you let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Okay? All right, fantastic. Thank you very much for your time and continued success. I followed you for many years, and I'm very proud of everything that you've been able to accomplish.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.